T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And I think, you know, one of the interesting things to me is, like, you know, one of his favorite targets early in the year is Antonio Brown. Mm-hmm. Now, you tell me, do you think he plays the rest of the year? The NFL suspended him 3 games because he got caught with the fake vaccination card.
Oh, I hadn't heard.
3 games. So he comes back for the last 3 games in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Like, is this 3 games just to sort of rest his ankle as well, that's kind of jammed up? Like, I don't know, do they play him? I personally thought that, given what he had done, that if they suspended him for the rest of the season, I'd have been fine with that. Fine with that. They're lying to the league, lying to your organization, lying to your teammates, like everything he did.
Committing a federal offense?
Put that in the list as well.
All right.
Right? Like, mm-hmm. 3 games?
If Tampa had any stones, they would go to Brady, their de facto assistant general manager, and they would say, Tom, we understand why you wanted to bring this man, person, receiver, talent, psychopath here. You won with him last year. He was key. He's obviously very talented. I know you love throwing the football to him. This guy is a blithe on the community. He is a liar. He's a criminal. And he gives us a bad look. Get him. We need to let him go.
See,
we need to let him go.
I think when it comes to pro sports, I think trust is key. I think it is. I think,
how can you trust this guy?
I'm just saying, they gave him another chance, and they've trusted him, and they've showed him, okay, so far you haven't done anything, and last year was last year. This year it is what it is. But to me, it's like it's all about, like, trust. So when he was accused early on by his chef, Stephen Ruiz, of this fake vaccination card, Bruce Arians met with the media, and they asked him if he was concerned about it.
Do you have any reason to think that he's produced a fake vaccine card?
None whatsoever. We did our due diligence. The league will do theirs, and the statement says everything. I really don't think it's a story, and it has nothing to do with the Giants game.
So he downplayed it. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers downplayed it because they probably sat there and said, hey, is this real? And he said yes. Did you get vaccinated? And he said yes. Bruce Arians. So, and then it turns out that he lied. He lied to them. I mean, I don't know. You trust this guy?
What's to worry about? I mean, Lou, how could you not trust somebody who sends text messages to shame people for the amount of money they make when they ask for money for commissioned artwork that you have, who lobs gummy genitalia at police officers, throws bicycles at HOA runners, and now fakes his vax card? These are just some of the crimes. These are just some of the aggravated assaults that I can think of off the top of my head. Do I think that they should have cut him in 2019 just because Mr. Kraft felt uncomfortable? And then, of course, we saw the Twitter tirade he went on at the time. Not necessarily. The aggregate sum of all of his offenses now, the petty crimes and the terrible humanity he's displayed, I don't want him in football.
See, the problem is when you say things in the past and come back and bite you a little bit. Like, for example, when Bruce Arians told Peter King in October of 2020, or when he's talking about Antonio Brown, quote, he screws up one time and he's gone. Okay.
All right.
Well, he screwed up. He lied to you.
A lot.
He lied to the league. He lied to the franchise. He lied to his teammates, except for maybe Mike Edwards, the other safety that got busted as well. Mm-hmm. So is he gone? Are you going to keep him? Or was he so good in the first 5 or 6 games that it's really just about winning? Man. Right? It really just about winning. What I don't understand is the people that are trying to compare it to Aaron Rodgers. To the life of me, I can't understand this. Chris Curtis.
Pleasure to be here with you. Thank you for having me.
This was his, what do they call it? Opening thought?
Lead? The big lead.
The big lead.
The lead.
Chris Curtis this morning.
My God, the purse clutching by the national media is absurd with this. Aaron Rodgers didn't miss a single game after he blatantly lied and misrepresented his vaccination status.
I don't think he blatantly lied. I would say, however, I don't believe there is any kind of a rule that exists in the NFL with regard to lying to the media. He said that he was immune.
Right. And the collectively bargained agreement that he signed says that you are only immune in the NFL if you have the vaccine. The situation here is both Antonio Brown and Aaron Rodgers tried to do a shortcut around getting the vaccine because they didn't want to have to put up with the very punitive measures the NFL had when it came to walking around the locker room. And these idiots on the text line saying it's a felony. Good Lord, stop watching Cops. Tell me the next person who's been charged with a felony for not having a vax card or faking a vax card.
Find me one person. But if you look it up on the website, that is what it says.
Okay.
It's also a
felony to drive 60 in a 55.
Oh my God, okay. Curtis, come on now.
This conversation this morning.
It's not, by the way.
Of course it's not. So,
no.
Wiggy and Curtis were on the same side.
Oh, that's when you really should start to worry.
And it's like everyone's comparing it. I just told you, Antonio Brown gave a fake vaccination card and played like an unvaccinated player. The league thought he was vaccinated because it was a fake card. The team thought he was vaccinated because it was a fake card. Most of his teammates thought he was vaccinated because it was a fake card.
So not only is he potentially spreading COVID, so that's a liability, he's also committing a federal offense by misrepresenting his status. When did he miss a game, by the way?
Who?
He did. Antonio Brown did miss a game, correct?
He's missed the last COVID? Four games.
Yeah, he missed games originally because of the injury and then COVID as well.
He did.
Yes.
Interesting.
Yes.
And he should have probably missed more, but at the time, I think they let him back into the league, or rather back onto the team, because, oh, you're vaccinated.
But he was hurt, so it didn't, you know. And actually,
oh, that's right. And so they just sort of like,
his chef threw out there that he thought that the Bucks were just distancing himself. Like, he was healthy enough to play, but they were like, no, this is coming. The difference with Aaron Rodgers is that he lied to the media, and that upset people. And the media being the middleman to the fans. And that upset people. That's who he lied to. He didn't lie to the league. He appealed to the league. And they said, no, you're an unvaccinated player. The league knew he was unvaccinated.
Yeah, I've been immunized.
His organization knew he was unvaccinated. His teammates knew he was unvaccinated. He got fined for breaking unvaccinated protocols, for going out to parties, for maybe sitting on the sidelines without a mask. That's why the team got fined. Because it's up to them. They knew he was unvaccinated, and they didn't like hold him to it on certain occasions. He lied to the media. This guy lied to the league.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it is a huge, huge difference. People got butt hurt because he misled everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And I disagree with Doug, with Greg. He misled everybody. Semantics, okay? He didn't want to. He avoided it, all right? But he lied to the fans. He lied to the media. He didn't lie to his teammates or his coach or his owner or his GM or the commissioner of the football league. There is a huge difference here. And the fines is because it was negotiated in the CBA. If you don't follow protocol, you get fined $14,650. This guy committed a crime mm-hmm. and then lied to the league. I don't think the league looks at that much differently. How can you not see the difference?
It's pretty much plain as day as far as I'm concerned.
I would think. But, like, Curtis and Wiggy were just, like, going off and on and on. It was like, no, it's because they don't like Antonio Brown and Aaron Rodgers. And it's not just those two. It's like everybody. See it on social media. Oh, but Aaron Rodgers didn't get suspended, huh? Because everybody loves him. And it's like, oh, no, Aaron Rodgers just upset people because he fibbed to the media.
What Aaron Rodgers did, Lou, was he played an arrogant version of sleight of hand where it was like, yeah, I've been immunized. Oh, I never said vaccinated. I said I was immunized. I believe myself to be immunized. I never said vaccinated. So he's going to tell you.
But the league knew he wasn't.
Legally, it's going to be one of those. Well, in a court of law, he said this word, but he never said that. So he didn't necessarily misrepresent himself. So the league says, no, that's not the way to put it. So, yeah, you should have had a mask on. And I wouldn't have minded if they suspended Aaron Rodgers for a game. But. Or at least fined him heavily, considering the arrogant way in
which
he conducted himself.
There's only a certain amount they could have fined him.
I know, because it's been collectively negotiated, so he's been held to the letter of the law.
The thing is,
just like Antonio Brown is being right now.
They couldn't suspend him for breaking protocol.
Because there was no...
There was nothing in there.
No precedent in there, of course.
So the league was well aware he was unvaccinated and watched him do press conferences without a mask on. That's on them, too. They've spun it and said it's up to the teams to make sure your players follow protocol, and that's why the Green Bay Packers got suspended.
Why was it he and or the Packers fined sooner? Because the league saw him doing press conferences without a mask on.
I agree 100%.
That should have come quicker, and then we all would have known.
The league kind of skated on this one.
And we could have, the hand-wringing, so did the Packers for a little while, too. They should have been like, guy, put a friggin' mask on.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers was all insane when he came into the season, and basically this was part of a press conference where he categorically listed all the things he had issues with the Packers. So they're not going to turn around and be like, well, by the way, you got to wear a mask. He's like, well, I'm just not going to show up then.
But right, because they were afraid he was either going to take jeopardy or
be more on the Packers at this point.
Take a walkabout. Yeah, exactly.
We got a guy like on Twitch that says they both intended to defraud the league. No, they did not. No, they did not. Antonio Brown did. Aaron Rodgers did not defraud the league. He appealed. He lost. They knew he was unvaccinated. He was registered as an unvaccinated player. He didn't defraud the league. The league knew exactly who he was.
Talk about something you
The organization
have an idea
knew who he
about.
Was. His teammates knew who he was.
Aaron Rodgers told the NFL that I've gone through this homeopathic stuff.
And they said no.
Mm-hmm. It's boosting my antibodies. I'm healthy. Blah, blah, blah. I'm immune. And they said, look, that's really great, Aaron, that you and your fiance do all this weird eating clay stuff, but that doesn't fly according to the jurisdiction that we are putting down. Yeah, so everybody knew about it.
The league did.
The league
eating
did.
Clay?
The league
Green Bay Packers knew about it.
Yeah.
His Woodley, teammates Shailene knew about
Shailene
it.
Shailene Woodley, that's what they do. They follow that whole, some sort of like complete homeopathic.
His coach,
that's fine. Great.
Aaron Rodgers just lied to the media.
Right.
And people got butthurt over it. And I understand why. You know, people are, whatever. What Antonio Brown did is completely different.
Yes.
Completely different. And the people that are comparing the two, I don't understand.
It's misrepresentation versus literally committing a crime. Literally, like, it's harder. It's like, Lou, if you went to fly an airplane, or excuse me, rather to take a flight, and then you got up to, you got up to the, wherever your booth, and like you show, like, here's my license. Like, this is a fake license, or you can't get on the airplane. Would you step to the side, please? They would, you have now committed a crime.
Mm-hmm.
This is it's no different what Aaron Rodgers has done.
Aaron Rodgers never
no
lied.
No different at all.
To the league.
Excuse me. No, Antonio Brown, sorry.
He never lied to the league.
I'm chasing my own tail.
The league knew Aaron Rodgers was unvaccinated. Let's go to Ray in Attleboro. Ray, what's going on? You're with Lou and Fitzy.
Hey, Lou Fitzy. How you guys doing, man?
Hello.
So, hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, yes, sir.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, go.
Hello? So, the law states, basically, he committed a felony, but the felony's not because he didn't have a vaccination card. It's because he committed a felony because of the two seals on the vaccination card, the CDC and the HHS departments. So, basically, he still committed a felony, you know what I mean, Antonio Brown. By reporting a false fake or giving a false fake vaccination.
Yeah, it's fraud, yeah.
And what did Aaron Rodgers do?
Well, Aaron Rodgers lied to everyone. He didn't. He was
to the media.
Fun with the league, but he lied to the media and all of us as fans, obviously.
Yeah, yeah. And people get really upset over that.
There's a difference. There's no difference, but there's a difference. You understand what I mean?
Well, I think there's a huge difference. I mean, a huge difference. Let me go to Jim in the car because he wants to explain Curtis's side of this. Go ahead. Right. Go ahead, Jim.
Hey, how you guys doing? Great show.
Thank you, Jim. How are you?
Doing great. Hey, listen, Brown's a clown. We all know that. But what I don't understand, I've been thinking about this forever, Aaron Rodgers, why does everyone give this guy a free pass? Everyone covers his tail for everything. Oh, he's an instant Hall of Famer. He won one Super Bowl. He went 5-11 a few short years ago. Everyone said, oh, he doesn't have weapons. Okay, sure.
Who's covering his ass?
Everybody always talks. All you hear is all those talking heads on ESPN. Everybody's like, Aaron Rodgers. Oh, MVP. He's the greatest thing in the world. And I'm like, wait a minute. Since when? I mean, I just don't understand why.
Well, I would agree with that. Excuses. But so that's the point. Do you think he received any criticism for lying to the media about being vaccinated?
No, he did. I understand
that. Of course he did.
It was barely elevated, first of all.
Oh,
second of all.
I disagree. Barely elevated.
There were plenty of people that were all over Aaron Rodgers when they found this out.
Oh, my God.
Local media, national media, the pearl clutching and the hand wringing that went on with that, like, shame on you.
My God.
Yeah.
My God.
Yeah.
Oh. He has turned into Fitzy's impersonation of Curtis. That's exactly who it was.
Come on.
That could be Fitzy.
I mean, honestly.
Go to Bill in New Hampshire. Bill, what's up?
Yeah, hi, guys. How you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Go ahead.
Something to consider. I think they just slapped his wrist, okay, because it set a precedent. you know, definitely what he did was really bad and really egregious. But the thing of it is, there's a lot of other guys that are probably doing it. And the next good guy that does this, they don't want to throw him out of the league. So that's something to consider is that, you know, when somebody does it, you know, do they really want to, you know, be really that hard on people they actually like? Something to consider.
So you're basically saying that because they know he's a POS and they would love to find a reason to throw him out of the league, this would set a bad precedent, as in, like, that's it. If you fake your vax card, you get a year or you're out of the league.
Well, the next guy who does it, okay, because I think there's probably other guys in the league that are lying with vaccinated
false.
And when they do catch those guys, you know, once they throw a guy like Antonio Brown out, they'll have to throw them out too.
Well, yeah, and yeah, you could always hide behind he's been suspended in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Given his past history,
can't Goodell? What is it? Article 46? Can't he just do the whole like conduct detrimental to league, or like because like what mom and dad used to say, like why do I have to go to bed because I said so?
Yeah, I mean, do you put what Aaron Rodgers did and Antonio Brown in the same class? 617-779-7937. Let's go to Ryan in Connecticut. Ryan, what's going on?
My God.
Hey, here we go.
It's up.
Do you think that the Bucs would be in on this? On Antonio Brown not being vaccinated and them knowing that he had a fake vax card? Because if they didn't do anything to punish him, like, wouldn't you be appalled if, like, a guy lied straight to your face about not being vaccinated and having a card and stuff, and then all of a sudden he's lying to you, lying to the league? Like, I feel like there'd be punishment from the team as well.
Yeah, and that's why that's a good point. And that's what I said, like, trust. You know, if he told my, you know, it's not real, the Tampa Bay Bucks put out a statement. Mm-hmm. Bruce Arians went to the podium and talked about it. I have no reason not to believe him.
No reason not to believe
him. Well, I'm just saying, like, he's my teammate. He has given me no reason in the last year and a half. I don't care what he's done before. I judge you how you treat me, what I know of you. And he's given me no reason not to believe him. Then you find out that he was indeed lying. And now you don't have him for three games. Like, okay, he comes back for the last three. Do you play him? Is he just that good? Because he was that good for this team early in the year. Is he just that good that it's really all about winning, which you know it is? It'd be interesting to see if they play him in 3 weeks.
You're answering your own question.
Of course they're going to play him. Jim in Wakefield. What's up, Jim?
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Good.
What's up, buddy?
I truthfully can't understand why people don't get the difference between what's going on. You have Aaron Rodgers, who, one, I hate. You know what? Yeah, he's got talent, but the guy's a piece of crap, all right? But he used semantics to get around this, all right? Antonio Brown forged a federal document to lie to the league, to lie to the team, to get around not being vaccinated. There's a huge difference. I don't understand, like, Curtis and friggin' Wiggy. They're simpletons, if they can't understand that there's a difference between forging a federal document and somebody who's semantically lying just to do something he doesn't want to do. Yeah, there are protocols, and the only fine that they can give them is the $14,000 fine.
That's it. And I agree with you, Jim. And I mean, I was listening to him, and like I said, if you compare these two and say they're the same, then you don't know the stories of either one of them. And listening to those two guys this morning, Curtis and Wiggy, I don't think they knew the stories of either one of them. Like Aaron Rodgers just misled the media. He didn't mislead the league. He didn't mislead the organization, his coach, his teammates, nothing. Just the media. That's it. And the fans. What AB did, he misled everybody.
Yep.
The league, his coach, his teammates, the organization, everybody by producing a fake document. How can you compare the two? It's one guy just misled the media, and we got all upset about it. Okay. But it didn't do what Antonio Brown did.
Each of them should have teammates that are pissed at them because they might be able to say, hey, man, you made me think you were... But Rodgers may have told all of his teammates, like, this is how I consider myself immunized, but I'm not vaccinated. Antonio Brown, who did have COVID and was out and also was injured, could have been around other people. Maybe I'm an offensive lineman with a pre-existing condition, whatever, or maybe I'm not vaccinated, whatever the case may be. There should be people there that are pissed off at him for lying to them as well.
If you're one of these people that feel like, yeah, I put us in danger.
Yes.
Well, I'm not, because I think that if you got vaccinated and you have a booster shot, then isn't it supposed to work?
Yep.
Okay. So, but Aaron Rodgers didn't, because they all knew he was unvaccinated. They all knew it. You know, so it's like, you know, if you listen to what he says, he said he wore a mask within the facility. Now, he went out in public with some guys that they knew he's unvaccinated. You want to hang out with him at a bar? So be it. You choose. But it's unbelievable. So I don't know why he's sharing. Yeah. So it was Curtis and Wiggy this morning. And I just don't understand how you can compare the two.
Because it hurts Curtis's favorite team.
It does.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.